Hello, and welcome to New Hope Christian Fellowship with Pastor John Gilbert.
One, two, three. Yeah? I know him as my own personal Lord and Saviour. Began in 2003. I always believed in God, even as a little child. I always knew that there was a Creator. And I remember as growing up through my teens, if anyone didn't believe in God, any atheists I ever met, I would always say, no, there is a God. I know there is. I was so fervently a believer. And even though I wasn't really brought up in a Christian household, but I would like to start this my testimony with a scripture from Revelation 12:11. And I'm sure a lot of us will relate to this. Okay. Do I need to click this? Okay. Oh. I feel like the president. Right, here we go. Actually, I'll read from verse 10. Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. So this is my testimony. So I always believed that there was a God. I always believed in a Creator. And I remember in 2003, it was quite a pivotal moment. I know that people say that the Lord will bring people into your life that will actually draw you closer to God. And I remember being on holiday in, I was in California, in Palm Springs. And there was a lady that was sitting around this pool and we were chatting away, and I think she and I were just sitting together. She was an American lady, and suddenly she started talking about Jesus. It was like a light switch, you know. It was like she said, do you know Lord Jesus Christ? And I was like, whoa, you know. And I remember my spirit sort of jumped up, and it was like a feeling of almost like kind of fear, because it was the first time that somebody had actually witnessed to me. Nobody had ever done that before. And I think if I'd met that lady now today, she and I would be praying together. And we did have a wonderful conversation. But I believe that that lady, and the Lord knows who she is, was instrumental in bringing me on my journey. That was in 2003. Visited a number of churches in Luton, which is my hometown, and I always felt nervous going into the churches. I always didn't feel welcome, and I know it sounds strange. I'd sit down, and you know, people would look at you, and they'd say, "We got a visitor," and you know, sometimes they'd clap, and they'd say, "Would you like to stand up?" And I felt quite self-conscious. And the church, I think I prayed that I would. I almost knew that I would meet somebody that I would know in a church that I'd visit, and then I felt as though I was at home there. And that church was the Beech Hill Methodist Church in Luton, in Bury Park, which is a very Muslim area. And I walked in, and there was a lady in there called Simone, who I knew from, I used to work with her. And she turned around and said, "Paul, what are you doing here?" And I said, I don't mean what you're doing here. She said, "Come on in." And so anyway, I was invited in. I sat down, once again feeling very nervous. Didn't know about how to pray. Felt almost like a fish out of water. And the pastor and his wife, Sandra and Patrick George, they welcomed me very, very much. And they said, "Are you coming back next week?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll come back next week." But it was almost like Satan used to get into the back of my car. And it was like a whisper saying, "Paul, you don't want to go this week. They won't." You know, it's like the devil lying to me. And I literally would get anxious, even though I'm not an anxious person. I felt as though, you know, it was like Satan coming in and almost encouraging me, trying to take me away, you know, and it made me sort of even more fervent, that knowing that the Lord had his hands on my life. And so I continued to attend the church, and after about a month, I was invited to a Bible study. And I remember that it was in St. Margaret's Avenue. I think it was 32 St. Margaret's Avenue. It's known as the Saints area in Luton. And it was a lady in the church called Michelle. And she said, "Paul, would you like to come round for a Bible study and some food?" Now, it's a strange situation that the Lord placed me in. I was literally the only white person in the whole church. Were African or Jamaican. I was literally the only white person. But that was irrelevant, because that's where the Lord wanted to place me. And a bit like the Filipinos, the Jamaicans love cooking, and they make lots of food. So we went round, I set off anyway. Once again, all glory to the Lord. But I got in my car, and I was so nervous. I was sweating. I was driving. I know where it was. I didn't have to use a sat nav. I could find my way there. I knew where it was. I kid you not. I drove down St. Margaret's Avenue. I did a 3-point turn. I went back. I thought, I'm going home. No, I'm not going home. I turned round again. I carried on going. I did a 3-point turn again. I thought, and I was literally like sweating, thinking that I'm going to make a fool of myself. They're going to say something. I'm going to say something stupid. I don't know how to pray. I don't know anything about the Bible. You know, I didn't know about the prayer of salvation. And anyway, this guy was walking his dog. And as I was doing about the third or fourth, like, 3-point turn, he came over to me. He said, "Are you okay, mate? Are you lost?" Or he said, "You just keep turning round." I said, no, I know where I'm going. He said, is it somewhere? I said, "Yeah, it's number 32. He said, "It's just over there." And that was it. I literally parked my car up. I knocked on the door, and it was Michelle's house. And she was actually a nurse at the L&D hospital, actually. And she says, "Come on in," big smile, you know. She said, anyway, I walked in, and I remember the door open. They had quite a big living room, you know, and they sat down, and everyone was there. Patrick, Sandra all looked at me. Jackson, Natasha, David, everybody was all in there. And I sat down, and there was a guy in there called Gary. I sat next to him. Anyway, we all sat round, and I really, if there was ever a time in my life that I'd felt completely out of place, it was there. I felt as though I had to, it was a real battle against good and evil. And I'm sure we've all felt times where, you know, you feel like the enemy, that little voice the devil is a liar, and we sometimes have to really push in, as they say, to know that the Lord welcomes us with open arms. And anyway, we sat down, we had food. I think it was we had plantain, which is like it's Jamaican. It looks like a banana, but it was fried plantain, and there was rice and beans and chicken and everything. It's a great big pot of food and everything. And I sat round, and I said, I started crying. I said to Gary, I said, and I looked at him, and he almost like had a light behind him. And I said, "I love you, Lord Jesus." He said, "You love the Lord Jesus?" He said, "I'm not Jesus." I said, "No, but what I mean is, you know," and it was the first time that I actually really knew that it was a breakthrough moment. And it was in that house I took the prayer of salvation with Gary, and everybody was around me. And I know the Lord was with me, because where the two or three are gathered, the Lord is with us. So I won't keep this too long, so I know other people are speaking. Anyway, we had lots of Bible studies. Suddenly I felt like a weight was lifted off me. I love going to church. I remember there was a lady from Trinidad. It was very, very much like praise and worship, you know, clapping hands, you know. a lot of gospel, very much gospel music, a lot of Jamaican gospel music. And I remember this lady, she came round and suddenly I felt her arms lifting my, said, "Paul, lift your arms up, lift your arms up." You know, I thought, well, I'm English, I don't do that, you know. It was like a real confidence booster for me. And it was strange because I ended up further down the line actually singing with my, Sandra heard me singing once, and she said, "Paul, I think you got a lovely voice." I said, "Well, have I?" And she said, "Yeah." She said, it was like being on the X Factor or something. She said, "Sing now." I said, "What? Info, like on my own? Can you imagine people looking at it like, I want you to sing?" And I said, "I can't." I said, "Well, I felt so like embarrassed. I mean, if anyone said, you know, sing in front of them." And I'd love to say that I did, but I said, "Oh, Sandra, I can't. I feel stupid, you know." And but anyway, we had a few lessons, and we ended up singing at the Grove Theatre in Dunstable. And there was probably about 1,000 people there, and I was on stage. We sang a song by Hezekiah Walker, and it's called "Sold Out," and it's as in being sold out for Jesus, you know. And so that was it. Really encouraged me, and it helped me a great deal, you know, in my journey. And anyway, we had a what was called a baptism Bible study, and it was with Robert and Denise Huslin then. And strangely enough, I hadn't seen them for years and years and years. And about a month ago, I just bumped into them and had a lovely conversation, and I've got back in contact with them again. So we were studying the Bible. We were learning. There was a scripture I'm trying to. I'm not a theologian, but it was about Philip the eunuch, you know, and that's right. And I remember we were reading that scripture, and that was the scripture I read. And yeah, it was on the 21st of March 2004 was the day I got baptized. And it was Robert Huslin and Patrick George that baptized me. I think Dom's got those pictures. That's cool, no worries. Anyway, I went on from there, and I was regularly going to church and every single Bible study. And you know, I feel a little bit convicted, because sometimes we lose our first love, as Jesus said, you know, you've lost your first love. And you know, when you first get saved, you think, oh, the Bible, this is the truth, and you get revelation. I don't know, I had it in Corinthians, and I was reading my Bible in the laundrette, and it was like zap, it was like the scripture came off, and it was like, it really, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I was like, wow, this is the truth. And this lady said, she said, what you read? I said, she's reading the Bible, you know. This lady was doing her drawing in the washing. I said, I've just suddenly realized that this is never, I've never seen this before. She thought I was crazy, you know. So I was not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I worked for IKEA at the time, and I was working, doing a delivery job in London. And people I work with, I remember a guy, I'd start very early in the morning, it was like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning in Radlett, and I got out and I was singing praise and worship in my car, and there was a lorry driver there, class one driver, and he'd just finished his shift, and he saw me in the car park, and he said, "Wow," he said, "you're beaming," he said, like you're full of light." And I said, "Am I?" I said, "Oh, I've just been singing in my car," and he said, and he was laughing and smiling, he said, "Yeah," he said, "you look really joyous, you know." And I remember, like, going into London, knocking on people's doors, doing deliveries. I talked to everyone about Jesus. Everybody. People. And the guy I worked with said, "Paul, you can't keep doing that. Like, you might..." I remember meeting Muslims in, like, East London and seeing a scripture on the wall, and it was in Arabic. But there was, a lamb, and I said, Matthew, scripture from Matthew? The lady said, "Yeah, it is." Like, nervous, as if I was going to judge her. And she was an Arabic lady, but she was a Christian. It seemed first time I'd seen that scripture in Arabic, because I always associated it with Islam, you know, as we probably all do. And I remember just just really, that was a real joyous time of my life. And fast forward to 2007, a friend of mine said, oh, you've got to come and meet my pastor, John. And I remember the first time I met John, he still had his boat on that probably, I never thought I'd see him. It was a miracle, like, that he was ever going to walk without, because I thought it's such a severe accident that, you know, and he was his crutches and his boot, you know. And I really enjoyed the service. And I remember we were sitting outside there. It was a beautiful sunny day. And I said, John, it's been lovely to meet you. And he's got his usual lovely beaming smile, you know. And I never forget what John said. And he said, the Lord Jesus Christ sustains us. And I said, yeah, you're right, you know. And he is right. And the Lord sustains us, you know, stay close to the Lord. And anyway, fast forward, I'll just be very brief. I don't want to take too much time. In 2012, I went to a place called Pierpont, LL. And I know some people here, Jackie and Mike, were familiar with the place. And I lived there for nearly 3 years. I had a lot of teaching there. I lived with people from all over the world. I lived in a dormitory with a Canadian, an American, an Australian, a guy from Zimbabwe. People from all over the world. And it was a real wonder. It was a really enjoyable experience for me. I then, fast forward 2016, I moved to London. I lived with a Filipino family, a friend of mine who's from the Philippines. I had a job in London. He said, I know a family that you could rent a room there. And so I lived there for 3 years, another 3 years. And 2019, I visited a number of churches actually in Stratford. I went to a Nigerian church, went to a church locally where I was living in Gants Hill. But fast forward, 2019, I got back into fellowship with New Hope again and got in touch with John, you know, and I felt bad really because I had, like, you know, we lose touch with people, don't we, sometimes? And John, being our lovely pastor, you know, he welcomed me back with open arms. And John and Mayette, I'm sure you'll all agree, they are some of the most lovely people. In fact, Margie and I were saying last week what lovely people they are. And I would like to say that John is definitely my best friend, brother in the Lord, 100%, you know. And he and Mayette have been personally, I've visited them, and they've always had time for me. John's never judged me, even though sometimes I might have gone around uninvited, which I don't normally do. People sometimes don't like that when you do that to people's homes. But they've always welcomed me in. Mayette's got food, you know. And they really encourage me, and God bless them. And I pray that, you know, they're blessing on their time in the Philippines. And I've got to say, I love them so, so much. And I'm sure we all do. I'm nearly finished. I hope you're not getting bored. Now, this Bible, it's a bit tatty, but it was given to me in 2012 by a lady called Georgetta. And she works in the ministry, prayer ministry department at Pierpont. And I've not actually looked, I know this Bible pretty well. She was a Romanian lady, and there's a lot of things written in Romanian in here. And a lot of highlighted scriptures that I've obviously, you know, I've highlighted other things myself, as we all do. But I only noticed this morning. I just wanted to, and I didn't write this, Jetta, I know Jetta, her name's Georgetta. And it's not written in Romanian, it's written in English. But I'll finish with this, and she's written here, if we truly want God to be glorified in our lives, we must be willing to step aside. Our duty is to reflect his greatness, share his love with others, and point them toward him. We must always remember the focus is on Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour and Messiah, and not ourselves. Lord, let there be more of you and less of me. And that's my testimony. Bless you. Thank you. Bless you.
Thank you for joining us today. We meet at Grove Hill Community Center at 11:30 p.m. in Hemel Hempstead. God bless you.